Kenny, do you need charts? You're gonna be okay. You sure? It's our first time at Duende. This place just opened up. It's incredible. So thank you guys for coming out here. Your sex mom, freaking cross on the alto saxophone. The great Tony Shear on the electric bass. Where'd he go? Come on, you have to clap louder for me. He's not gonna come back. Tony Shear on the electric bass. Local hero from Aptos High on the drums, Mr. Kenny Wallace. We tried to stop by Best Music and buy some music stands, but it was already closed. We have a new CD out. It's not out yet, but just turn that back over. Thanks, man. There you go. We have a new CD out. Not out, but it's available downstairs, and that's where touring. We're touring because we got a gig at the Portland Jazz Festival, so it's supposed to come out here. We decided to play some other places. But if you want to buy the CD and be the first people in the world to have it, it's available downstairs.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sounds okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, we didn't want to do a sound check before because people were eating and we didn't want to give them indigestion, but now it's too late. All right. Hey, Kenny.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
You sure?
Yeah.
You promise? How about some gongs?
Okay.
Thank you.
The Theme from Emmacore by Nina Rota. Tony Scherr on the bass. Brittany Krause on the saxophone. Katie Wallace.
We are Sex Mob. We're happy to be here in Oakland. Plenty of beers one day.
I got an email from Nina Rota. I didn't even tell you guys this. I thought it was like a joke email by some like LA hipster, but it was actually Sam Burko, who knows everybody, met Nina Rota's daughter, Nina Rota. I thought it was a joke, it's true. She said she couldn't make the gig. She was sorry that she liked Nina Rota's music. We'd like to continue with a number from Juliet and the Spirits. The thing is, most of this music I just liked for music, and then when I found out what the movies were about, I was like, oh, these arrangements work. This one is about communicating with spirits. Oh, and I know this is a restaurant, so that means they have water here. So if we get 4 glasses of water, that would be excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Do you get to play here? Is there a question? Okay, we're going to do two sets. That's a good idea. So there's a bar downstairs. We'll do a set, and you guys can buy CDs and have a bunch of drinks. Also, Oaktown University, and they're doing night classes, I think. If you guys want to go over there, I think we're going to do a little continued education course over there. It's pretty good. And I think the thing is, they give you peanut shells that you can put between here and there. It's only half a block away, but you can follow the peanut shells back if you go through a line. It's kind of cool. Oh, my daughter's here. I can't say that kind of stuff.
You can say peanut shells.
You can say peanut shells in front of my daughter.
All right.
Just back on the road again. Yeah, why not? Tony called the number. This is in honor of the shrimp dish we had that was somewhere between a New Orleans beignet and a Gulf Coast shrimp. And we'd like to dedicate this to Paul. He's been trying to get me to go eat his food for the past couple years, and I finally, because I have so many relatives here that I eat so much that it took a gig to get me to get him to be able to cook for me, so I'm glad he finally had a club so I could eat his food. special beats in Sex Mob. The San Francisco beat. Beat I can't mention because my daughter's in the audience. And then the Hello, Who's at the Door beat. We would now like to give you the official Hello, Who's at the Door beat. Kenny.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love the power of the swimming vest. I don't like the fact that my shirt always comes out when I get excited. This is a theme from Deep Delone, which was Federico Fellini's first film and Stanley Kubrick's favorite film. And one of the things I learned from traveling to Italy, that it was called Deep Delone, not Deep Delone. So yeah, right. Many people know this. But I didn't know this. I said, oh yeah, I love that theme from Deep Delone. They said, no, Steven, not Deep Delone, Deep Delone. It's like the difference between capelle and capelle. Capelle, capelle. Pitellone, pitellone. And since this is the last song of the set, I'd like to acknowledge three people without whom there would be no Sex Mob. My mom and my dad. We're here tonight, thank you so much. And a really special friend who I don't get to see now, and a guy who built the slide trumpet, and there's a lot of people who are really upset with him, but the great Dick Ackroyd's back there. Dick, thank you so much. He built this instrument, if it wasn't for him, he'd sound like everybody else. Sorry, Dick. I love you, man. There he is. It's his fault. right, the second set in Oakland. Not me, but I think someone went to Oaktown University in between and influenced me. There was no Nina Rota there. There was some Sun Ra. There was some Jefferson Airplane. Jefferson Airplane. My parents had the Jefferson Airplane record, but I'll never forget going to the dentist in Berkeley and they put on headphones and they were playing Jefferson Starship. That was a real growing up in Berkeley experience. We also played some Hoagy Carmichael in there and some traditional New Orleans music. Now we'd like to do, we're going to do this. Okay, now I know why I brought the acid. There was a Fellini film that was a part of a trilogy with three different directors, and it was all Poe films. I've never seen it, but I got I bought the CD because it said Fellini LSD on it. And what it was that the subject of this film was I don't know what it had to do with Edgar Allan Poe, but somehow Fellini had made a Poe film about an actor who went to Italy to make a film about Poe, but took LSD and couldn't figure out how to make a movie. And we call it The Vamp of Mystery. With Terrence Stamp. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
know it's kind of late in the Bay Area. We're going to play one last Nina Rota song. And if on your way out, I would advise you, if you want to be one of if you're so select that enlightened, I wasn't thinking that, but that's okay. If you want to be one of these, that's so Oakland and Berkeley, I guess. I was thinking something more ego-based, but enlightened is okay. If you want to be one of the enlightened people, I would suggest purchasing one of the earliest copies of Sex Mob. Plays for me, there's so many titles to it, I can't even remember, but I think it's called Cinema Spaghetti and Circus Spaghetti and Cinema, Sex. Just buy a copy of the CD and take it home. It's much easier. You can read it yourself. Cricket Krause on the alto saxophone. Tony Shear on the electrical bass. And the wizard, Mr. Kenny Walsh on the drums. Sex Mob, we want to thank Paul so much for letting us come here and play music for us. For Duende, you supporting Duende. I think my mom and my dad had to go home. I think the sweet flower of youth is finally, again, reality is setting in. They actually try to go to bed early now, but my wife and daughter are still here, right?
Hey!
And Dick Ackroyd, are you still here? Thank you, Dick Ackroyd, and everybody else. A special thank you to Jeff Wright for making this instrument. The only professionally accepted slide trumpet in the entire universe. Built right over here on 14th Street, people. When they write the history of the slide trumpet, it's going to start on 14th Street. That's all I got to say. So come on out to San Francisco. Bring your crowd. Tony said, Kenny Walls, and Steven Burns, and I have seen the other way out.
Thank you.